The Whale Watchers for Jordan, Ayana, Alina, Eileen, and Kai. We were ecotourists for the day, paid a hefty fee to watch the famed humpbacks at their brilliant, synchronized display, an orchestration from beneath of the most amazing feeding show on Earth, a behavior which, as our guide, a marine biologist, explained, is not instinct, but something learned, and more, passed on, from which free exchange of knowledge from whale to whale, we must infer that there exists among these cetaceans a culture, evolving as it archives a collective repository of shared knowledge they deploy against changes inflicted on their habitat by humans in a kind of cross-species rebalancing act. The bay was green and flat as a stage, rimmed by a coast brushed up with brushy pines, the weather clear on all sides. When the first call-out came, 2 o'clock, we turned in unison to look and caught sight of the enormous spectacle, a pod of giant mouths launching up as from some invisible trap door to gulp down hordes of herring expertly corralled, then sinking back as quick as they appeared, a squabble of seagulls scrambling for fish scraps in their wake. And on the upward surge, how inexplicably our emotions surged up too, fed by exhalations, a veritable chorus of cries punctuated by interjections, then a smattering of applause as for a fireworks finale's final bow. A glittering lull, and then, as if to oblige, the grand sight repeated for a second and third show, each time in a different spot of the bay, our guide assuring us we were lucky to get an encore so magnanimous, which brightened the mood of all on deck. We'd gotten our money's worth, no doubt. Amateur nature photographers proudly showing what images they captured on their spectacular iPhone displays. Everything was satisfactory. Our young guide clearly pleased the whales had been amenable, his smile betraying a complicit hand, as it were, in the negotiated deal. Then, in the clear air above us, we felt a shift, a change in atmosphere, stirred by an agitation among seagulls on the edge of alarm, the circling body in flight tightening with mews and cries, as wings tensed like bows, and down the gulls dove, and up from the green sea another flock drove up, breaking surface, little silver splinters leaping, wiggling, flickering in panicked flight, driven up from the depths on a boiling cloud, and then, just port side, too close, oh God, a surge, the mouths cavernous and truly monstrous, like a clutch of mutant bivalves, blindly opening, clapping shut, as seagulls squawked and green water churned and foamed, a cauldron of feeding and frenzy so close it rocked the boat. Screams, half glee, half terror, in musical riot rose, one excitable woman pronouncing upon it all the name of our risen Lord, as a squall of seagulls descended in a great cloud of feeders. And just as suddenly as they appeared, the whales were gone. The churning boiler went flat. A straggling gull got down his gullet, the last fish. A giddy calm ensued, then conversations in high-pitched, excited voices, what was seen, what it meant, chewed over with wonder and surmise, the motley crowd of us awakened, eyes wilder yet subtler, seeing that what we'd taken to be mere spectacle, ingenious display of that capacity in face of shifting pressures, not for adaption merely, but invention and redesign, such that the creature's very nature is elevated to a new kind of mind, rebalancing the precarious equation by which we all, in this shared economy, either perish or thrive, was in fact encounter with culture the equal to our own, a communal music and movement created out of ritual as deep as any need to survive. It was all of a piece to which a coda was now appended, when out of the blue the first blowhole piped, then another and another, like a wheezy slow-motion calliope on an old riverboat toting passengers down and away, each plume of mist hovering with a vaguely valedictory air, like a sailing white kerchief. A single fluked tail flapped like a wing, then a hand, as the whole roving herd rolled on, down migratory roads, through peaceable blue worlds, where, suspended as in a dream, they roam and feed and sleep and sometimes sing.